Sunday night bar halacha.
Modim derabanan, so called because there are different nuschos, different tfilos that different amoraim suggest to say during modim derabanan, and we say them all. We don't want to have any fights, so it's called modim derabanan for that reason. The modem of the Rabbanon. It's a conglomerate of tfilos made up by various Rabbanon. The idea of modem the Rabbanon is that there's a hishtachavo and a korim hishtachavim, modem on the part of the Shliach Tzibur, and everybody, you want to be part of that. You don't want to look like the... For the rest of Shmoneh Esrei, he's the Shliach Tzibur, he's our Shliach. When it comes to Hodah, you can actually use this in a speech, if you're speaking at a Sheva Brachos or Chanukah Sobayis, by a Hodah, you can't make a Shliach to give Hodah. You have to give Hodah yourself. So we all go modim together with the Shliach Tzibur, and the Hakpada is that it shouldn't look like we're disassociating from that Hodah. So we all bow down and go modim. Now for some, the Bach is the basis for everybody going like that. But in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to do a regular bowing as you do during regular modim. Whether the common custom seems to be like the Bach. I'm not sure what to say. I mean, I don't do like the Bach, but most people do. Not that they know they're doing like the Bach, but when it's just bending the head and like sort of being Yosef with that. One more point, but really, I mean, the Psak Halacha seems to be to Mishnah Berurah Paskins to do a regular bowing. The question at the end, there's one shita that you bow down and you stay bowed until the end. That's pretty rare. I don't think that's common at all. There's another shita that you bow down and you get up before you say Hashem's name, Modim Anachnu Lach Shu'atohu, and then you straighten up before you say Shem Hashem, and then you just say till the end. The Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that, like the shitas, that you bow again at the end. Okay? And now there's a machlokes, what it means at the end. The Chayyodim says at the end means when you say Baruch Kela Odaos, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav says it means when you say Al Shanachnu Modim Loch, so you bow again at the word Modim. So you're bowing with the word Modim in the beginning and the word Modim at the end. So it's Chayodim against the Rav Shulchan Aruch. I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos a sefer from Ephraim Greenblatt that Rav Moshe bowed down by Al Shanachnu Modim Loch and gave a hesber why he feels that's more mistavra to bow down by Al Shanachnu Modim Loch.